This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. Just as a quick update, I just received confirmation that Kyle will be joining me on Thursday, and we're going to be talking about tire inflation, rolling resistance, actual tire plies, and ply ratings, which are completely different things, lazy balancing of wheels with ceramic wheel weights ceramic beads instead of wheel weights. We're going to talk about Pitman arms, tie rod ends, sealed for life ball joints, and why a 15-cent part at the manufacturing level costs the average car owner hundreds and thousands of dollars in repairs, and then valve adjustment, how to adjust your valves, and spark plug heat ranges, and how you can put extended life into a vehicle by increasing the heat range of spark plugs. So that's on Thursday. David's with us. David, you were talking about heart medicine. Please continue.
The heart medicine one I already dealt with, but I had a close relative that just got that vaccine, the Merck, the two virus injection. She got it for work, and within hours, because she drives, she was losing her vision. Her vision was going out. And they said, get to the ER right away. They got her there. Now, the next morning, her temperature started dropping. She couldn't stop shaking. They brought her in there again. Well, they chewed her out. They're like, didn't you read the pamphlet? Vision loss is a common side effect. I mean, you know, so then she goes to the back. They check her the second day after her. Now her temperature's dropping like crazy. She can't stop shaking. And he says, well, this isn't caused by the vaccine. It must be an underlying condition. And so now they want her to go to all these specialists. I'm like, wait a minute. This wasn't bothering you until they made you take this stupid vaccine for work. You know? But vision loss is a common side effect. I mean, really?
Well, all I can say is you would have to shoot me with a gun to get any of the vaccines into this body. There's no circumstance that I would allow it.
Now, what worries me more than this crazy virus is they have allowed 55 people from the Congo that were exposed to Ebola.
Yep.
And they mentioned the state they're monitoring them here in Kansas is one, but they didn't say the other one. That worries me way more than the virus, the other virus. You know, that's why I'm worried.
Sorry. Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts on, we just heard at the top of the hour news that there's another report that says that, no, this did not come from the Wuhan lab. This came from bats. And this is something that the Chinese government was involved in this release of this information. But 2 days ago, it was reported that it did come from the Wuhan lab, and it was a bioengineered weapon. So we've heard both sides of this many times. Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts on where this came from?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anything that comes anywhere from anywhere anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then speaking of vaccines, Dr. Shealy, wasn't there a difference in vaccines? I'm talking in the 1950s, you know, the polio vaccine, the salk vaccine, et cetera. Wasn't there a reason to have vaccines? And now it's like there were some risks back then, but nothing like there are now. Has it changed in your mind?
It has gotten oddly much, much, much worse. Mm-hmm. They've added all kinds of genetic and other difficult things that I don't believe should be in
So if you were advising a young parent today, and the parents were told that in order for their child to go to the public training camp, i.e. the public school system, that they would have to have this battery of vaccinations, what would your opinion be? Would you resist it? Would you say, oh, it's okay? What would you do?
Well, I think I would begin to think about homeschooling personally.
Well, that's what we did. That's what we did in the 90s. We literally, we told the school system, oh, yeah, have your children been vaccinated? Yes. Which is true. They get vaccinations, you know, almost at birth. But they wanted to have more, way more. And they said, you know, were your children vaccinated? Yes. Which is true. But they didn't have all the vaccines that the school wanted them to have. And then they said, well, prove it. We said, no. And then they said, well, your child can't come to school. And we said, we have a religious exemption. And they said, okay, your child can come to school. Then we realized that, you know, that was for a short time. And then all of our children were taken out of school. So the most that any one of our children had gone to the elementary school was sixth grade. And that was the last that she went to, you know, the public training camp. And then we homeschooled. That's what we did. So, class, you can do this. You can homeschool your children. And then, of course, the school system is going to say, well, what are you going to use for a curriculum? And we said, well, we're going to use the same one you guys use. And I got to tell, except we're going to enhance it. Now, there's no argument there. If we're going to use the same curriculum that they have, they can't say that it's insufficient because it's the same one they're using. But what, there's a Calvert School, C-A-L-V-E-R-T. There are a whole bunch of homeschool programs that you can, you know, buy and use to educate your children. And you can homeschool them. And they won't be subjected to as many diseases. And the second-rate food in the cafeteria. And the bullying. So instead of having your children learn how to fight in school, you can take them to karate classes. Which is what we did. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, then David?
Well, today is things are different. That's all I can say. And they're not different necessarily in a good way.
David?
Yeah, if homeschooling, after what I've seen, there was a show where they put older people that look like kids into the school system and see, and they filmed it. It's like the teacher's not even there. These kids are doing whatever they want. You know, they're not learning anything. I'd rather, if I had a child now, I'd be homeschooled.
Well, what I've seen, and I was a computer consultant, and they turned me loose in the school system. They would just say, do whatever you think you need to do. And I did. And so I got a chance to spend a lot of time in every class, science class, math class, you know, history classes, every class you can think of, including band. And I observed, and I helped the school system with, you know, applying computers in a positive way to education, rather than replacing teachers with computers, which I refused to do. I refused to replace teachers with computers. And it worked. So I got a chance to see what the public training camp was like. And there are lots of fights, literally lots of fights. I mean, I know this is a tangent, but I was pulling into the parking lot one day after lunch, meeting with the superintendent, pulled into the parking lot, and I saw a sedan pull up to the front door of the school. And it was just like in the movies. Guys ran out of the sedan, left the, you know, car doors open, ran in, and they were going to kill somebody. Literally. And the principal, who happened to be a karate instructor, backed these guys right out. It was one principal against, you know, four guys. He backed them right out. And but it could have been somebody getting killed. And then the ROTC instructor was thrown down on the terrazzo floor by one of these thug high schoolers. So it's kind of a dangerous place. And I don't know why these children are so out of control. And this was in the 90s. In the 90s. So I know it's gotten worse, you know, if the schools are open in your local area. David, anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you. Nice being able to see you again.
You're saying that there are risks that you have firsthand experience, or you know someone who has had firsthand experience with temperature change, blurred vision, etc., and they were told this is common.
Yeah, common right? side effect. Because they knew my medical history, that I know about what isn't. So plus I had to keep them calm before the second time, so they didn't worry about going into shock. You know, they're very upset. But yeah, driving, and the vision started going out while she was driving. So that's even more,
Has this situation resolved or not?
No, she just said she's not taking, she ain't taking the second one, because they say if you get the first one and it's, you have bad side effects, the second one is even worse. So she tried to ask if she had a choice, the Johnson one, and they said, no, sorry, you don't get a choice. You don't get to choose.
Okay.
They're not taking, sorry.
Okay. Dr. Shuler, do you have any comments about the second vaccination?
Well, I wouldn't take the first, so obviously I would take the second.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay. And, Dr. Shuler, how about this? If these companies are all competing, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, all these companies are competing, and they are not collaborating, meaning they're not sharing results and they're actually competing with each other, how do we know which one is the most, if one is the best vaccine, how would we even know that, or would we not know?
We will never know.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally not possible.
Okay, class, so I think what you've heard right here, right now with Dr. Shuler is he's not going to take it. You're going to hear from me right now. I'm not taking it. No one in our family is taking it, but we do know people who have taken it. And we also know people who have died of the coronavirus. We learned over the weekend that our daughter went to school up into the sixth grade in the Commonwealth of Virginia. One of her classmates married a guy. He was infected. They airlifted him to another hospital. He died. Now, he's a young guy. Young guy. So, you know, it's not like we're talking about lots of health problems. It's not like we're talking about a senior citizen. We're talking about a young guy. And yes. So of the people that we know, he's the third to have died. Two in our extended family and one family friend, you know, husband of a family that we... I worked with this, with our daughter's friend's mother. She taught at the high school where I taught. And we worked, you know, relatively closely together. And it's very sad, very, very sad. And it's needless. And I really believe it is... In my opinion, it's a man-made bioweapon. I believe that it got out. I don't know how it got out, whether intentionally or not, but it's out and it's killing people. And what I don't understand is why all of the countries of the world have not ganged up on China and said, you know what? We've had it with you guys. You make socks and you say they're size 10 to 13 and they're really like size 9 to 11. And you know, you take 10% out of everything that you make. So everything is at least 10% substandard. It breaks faster. The sizes are wrong. They wear out faster. And we've had it with you guys. And because of all of the shenanigans that you pull on us, none of us is going to buy any of your products or services anymore. We've had it with you. And within 2 years, China would be, China's economy would collapse. But no one's doing it. Why, Joe? Why are we not starting this trend? We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, I write down in a notebook the regimen of the supplements that I take. So, for example, I have a spiral-bound notebook, and I write the day, and I write the time and what I take. So I might say 8 a.m., YF, youth formula, one of those, one turmeric, and one DRSE for Dr. Shuley's essentials. And I keep a record of that, and I religiously write in this notebook. So if I wonder, did I take it? Oh, I can't remember. And many people are, of that of that persuasion, and they have more trouble remembering than they used to. Do you recommend something like that, or do you have a better way of going?
Well,
for your patients,
obviously, I take 90% of my supplements in the morning. And I put it all in a blender, and I take it for the day. It's just easier for me to remember that way. And I blenderized 110 capsules.
So do you just take out the capsules and
when I get up, I actually mix everything. I take all the capsules and put them in some water in the blender in the freezer and let it sit for an hour. And then I add all the other stuff to it when I'm ready to drink it for breakfast. And I just a little extra gelatin from the capsules.
Okay. And that's what I was wondering. So Dr. Shuley's youth formula is a capsule. Dr. Shuley's essentials is a capsule. Okay. So you drink them liquefied. Now, that was one of the questions that I had on my notebook for today. Is there any risk of taking some medicines by either chewing them or breaking them apart?
Well, with drugs, prescription drugs, I would not do that way. I wouldn't trust them. I'd be concerned about what would happen by blend directing them.
Okay. Okay. But in terms of supplements, natural supplements that you offer on your website, that's okay to blender them, blenderize them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Tonsils. I remember back in the 50s and the 60s, and I don't know if it's because, you know, I was surrounded by young people and they would have their tonsils removed. What was that all about, Dr. Shuley, having your tonsils removed? So the good thing, the bad thing is...
pre-antibiotic. It could be a very dangerous situation. I remember very well having my tonsils removed when I was, I think, 10 years of age. And they got infected, and they didn't have there were no antibiotics. There was no other way to treat it except to get them out of there so they didn't keep pustulating up.
Okay. Now, so pustulating. So what would be, how would someone know if they had infected tonsils?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't know unless you developed a fever. You know, it'd be very sore, very painful. And if you open your mouth and look, you could see the enlarged and red tonsils.
Okay. And when someone has infected tonsils and they have them removed, is there any downside to having tonsils removed?
Well, they used to say that it could weaken your immune system somehow. I don't know, but I'm 88 years of age and I had mine now 78 years ago. I haven't noticed.
Okay. So would you recommend if someone had a choice of an antibiotic to solve the problem, and it's not a frequently recurring problem with tonsillitis, for example, would you recommend just keeping the tonsils and going with the antibiotic and solving the problem?
I think antibiotics are worse than the infections. I'm serious.
Okay, so you have
run. They weaken your immune system tremendously. They destroy your
have your tonsils removed? You would have your tonsils removed in that case?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have in front of me probiotics, and it's a 10-strain probiotic. And according to your protocol, I take them every day.
Yes, so do I.
What does a probiotic do, Dr. Shuley, for us?
Okay, in your small intestine especially, but in your colon as well, you actually have more bacteria than you have cells in your body. The bacteria are the major source of your immune system. And they are critically important to your health. So if you destroy them with antibiotics, it sometimes takes months or years to restore them to normal.
How much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the moon and the tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore Monday afternoon after 5 days of blocking the vital trade route. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee say 4 people were killed and 130 rescued after near-record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad were dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after the device was discovered by a homeowner. Bomb technicians conducted diagnostics and determined the fusing mechanism was still intact. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry in Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
March Madness and the NCAA has a couple of important games Monday night. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Elite Eight is set after Sunday's NCAA tournament action. The number one overall seed Gonzaga advanced to their fourth Elite Eight in the last 6 years with an 83-65 win over Creighton. They'll face off with USC, who dispatched Oregon 82-68. In the East region, the top-seeded Michigan Wolverines are through after a 76-58 win over Florida State. They'll take on UCLA, who returns to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008, needing overtime to beat Alabama 88-78. That win gave the Pac-12 Conference three representatives in the regional finals. Two trips to the Final Four are on the line Monday night as Baylor and Arkansas face off in the South Regional Final, and Cinderella Oregon State will take on Houston in the Midwest Regional Final.
The NCAA has allowed 25% of fans into the 2021 Division Men's Basketball Championship games. San Diego Comic-Con set its sights on Thanksgiving weekend, sparking backlash from fans and talent. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled the live events business, particularly the lucrative comic industry. In a bid to raise much-needed funds, San Diego Comic-Con will host a smaller version of its annual summer event in the fall. Dubbed Comic-Con Special Edition, the convention is slated for November 26th through the 28th at the San Diego Convention Center. The organization's decision to place this in-person convention over Thanksgiving weekend, an announcement it made late Saturday night, is facing harsh backlash from fans, talent, and some in the press. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Send schedule an appointment where you can talk to Dr. Shealy privately, either through telecommunications or telephone or Skype or something like that, or in person. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. The website is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And Dr. Shealy's on the air every week on his own broadcast on KICK, AM 1340, Springfield, Missouri. And you can find out about those broadcasts and get a reminder if you'd like. Just go to his website, normshealy.com, and sign up for the free newsletter, and you will get the same reminders that I get. So you can tune in and listen on the internet and actually watch Dr. Shealy live. You can watch the video. So any comments about that, Dr. Shealy?
Nope, I'm open.
Okay. I have a question from one of our class about insomnia. And what do you think about insomnia?
Well, ideally, I think you should avoid caffeine after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think you should eat not later than 2 hours before you go to bed. But if those don't work, then my favorite is actually time-release melatonin. Time-release melatonin does work well for a lot of people, but it can take up to 30 milligrams for an adult. But you start off with 5 milligrams maybe and gradually increase it if you need it. I think it's much safer than any drug.
Okay, so melatonin, does that have the same kind of effect as tryptophan, for Thanksgiving turkey dinner where people just...
Yes, in general...
Get really tired.
Of course, tryptophan is best in the morning if you want it to make... Because it makes serotonin first. But if you have adequate serotonin, then you will turn it into melatonin at night. So many people can actually have a greater energy during the day by taking even up to, depending on your weight, but up to 7 grams of tryptophan in the morning. But you got to be sure to take it with B-complex. You can't make it out of tryptophan without B-complex.
Okay. So would you recommend Dr. Shealy's Essentials for the B-complex?
Of course.
Okay.
That's what I take.
And that's what I do as well in class. So Dr. Shealy's Essentials, that's his multivitamin with B-complex. And I take that with vitamin C. So is there anything else that you have as a recommendation for insomnia? And it seems like I'm reading more and more people are having trouble sleeping. And
well, of course, my old favorite, autogenic training, if you really will do it, it can help you sleep.
Okay. Autogenic training, and that is available right on Dr. Shealy's website as well. You can go to normshealy.com and you can download the autogenic training. Okay. We talked about tonsils. Warts. I remember back in the 1950s and 1960s, there used to be advertisements for this cream in a tube, and it would dissolve warts. And I don't remember hearing people say they had warts anymore, like in the, recently. Was that something that just spread like wildfire? People got warts and we don't get them anymore, or do we still get them? Do you have any information about warts?
Well, I know that actually castor oil will help them go away. If you put a Band-Aid filled with castor oil, soak it over it, and it's the safest thing I know for getting rid of a wart. And theoretically, they are a virus, but they seem to be cured by castor oil.
Okay. So just put a drop of castor oil, you put a Band-Aid on the
wart? Yeah, to hold it in place, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And just so the castor oil kind of stays there. And now, do you take the Band-Aid off and let that...
Once a day, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let air heal the wound and then replace it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We adopted a couple dogs, and about 12, 13, 14 years ago here at the farm. And, now they're senior dogs, and one of them has cataracts. So every day, twice a day, and I want to get your opinion on this, I'll go over to her, give her a big hug, and she can't see the drops coming from overhead, and I'll put a drop of castor oil USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia. I have a small dropper that is just for her. It doesn't contact her eyes, so there's no transfer of bacteria back to this little bottle of castor oil USB. One drop in each eye, give her a biscuit, give her a hug, and she's good. But do you think that there's a chance that this will reverse or dissolve some of the cataracts?
I have had reports from two people with dogs and one with goats dissolving the cataracts in their animals with castor oil, and with scores of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you've recommended, and correct me if I'm wrong, one drop in each eye at night if you have cataracts, and just go to sleep. And because it will cause your vision to go blurry because you'll be looking through a layer of castor oil you know, on the lens of your eye. So you're going to see blurry because you've just got another layer of translucent oil to look through. And if you do it at night, you won't even notice it because you won't, your eyes will be closed. But one of the things that I do, believe it or not, is when I use the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device that you make, at the same time, I will put a drop of castor oil in each eye and either close my eyes or I'll watch some video that I really don't have to pay too much attention to detail. And that's during the day. Okay? So what are your thoughts about at night versus during the day? Because,
you know, it doesn't blur your vision more than a few minutes, so I don't think it matters.
Okay. Okay. And so, class, I want to tell you that the things that we talk about here, I actually do them. And when I talk about Dr. Shealy's essentials and his youth formula, it's not a commercial. I don't get paid to do it. I buy them from Dr. Shealy, and I consume them, and I take them. So it's not a commercial when you hear me say it. It's an endorsement. And if it didn't work, I wouldn't talk about it. I really wouldn't. And one of the things that you recommended as part of my regimen, Dr. Shealy, is a root powder called, and if, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, ashwagandha. A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-H-A. Ashwagandha root powder. Now, can you tell our class why you've recommended that?
Of all of the natural products, and there are a number of them, this is one of the ones that enhances your immune function optimally. Mm-hmm. It's at the top of my list for improving immune function. There are others, all kinds of mushrooms and other such things, but ashwagandha is really superb.
Okay, and the one that I have is 800 milligrams per capsule. And what is your recommendation? I've got a Sharpie marker right here. I do not have I just take one per day. What is the recommended?
Actually, about 1,500 milligrams is the ideal dose for an average adult.
Okay, so at 800 milligrams, would I say two per day?
Yes.
Okay, would that be one twice a day?
Well, I take 1,500 milligrams. I get capsules that have 1,500 milligrams in them. I take one in the morning in my blender.
Okay. Okay. All right. And are there any negatives about ashwagandha root powder?
I don't know of any.
Okay. Very good. Herbal teas and medicines. Now, a lot of us like herbal teas. Do you have any recommendations for which herbal teas you like? And are there any recommendations to avoid specific herbal teas with certain medicines?
Well, you know, to me, herbal tea means that it has some flavor in it, but no caffeine in general. It wouldn't be considered, herbal if it had caffeine in it. There are dozens of them. Of course, curcumin or turmeric would be near the top of my list as one. The second would probably be pomegranate. And third would be cranberry. But there are many, many different ones. I like, there's a lemon ginger that's also excellent.
Okay. There's a lemon ginseng tea, herbal tea,
I
like.
It's another good for your immune system.
Okay. Going back to probiotics for a minute, when a person takes a probiotic, let's say day number one, and takes an antibiotic day number two, does the antibiotic kill all of the benefits of the probiotic?
Yes.
Okay. And then so you start back over day number three with the probiotic.
Right.
And then, okay. So what would happen if a person didn't take the probiotics?
Well, if you don't take the probiotic, you may recover, you know, depending upon your own immune system in general. But often the gut problems are persistent for many, many months after antibiotics if you don't take probiotics to restore them.
Okay. And do the probiotics start right away, or does it take time for them to get, you know, up and running?
This is a very unique individual thing, but it could take a week or two for sure.
Okay. And one of the things, one of the supplements that I take, Dr. Shealy, is garlic. I don't know if Italians are, you know, predisposed to to liking garlic or what the reason is. But I like garlic, and I know, and I've mentioned this many times on the air, that I know that it lowers my blood pressure and it lowers my heart rate. And so I think it's something I should do. But if I'm taking garlic as a concentrated caplet, if you will, and I'm taking a probiotic, would the garlic as a natural probiotic kill off the benefits of the probiotic? Should
Not
I separate?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Okay. So, and what I do is, when I take supplements, I space them out. It's exactly the opposite of what you were recommending for you, but I just keep this notebook in. And for example, you recommended that I take beta-glucan. And I'll take that, and I might take that with the youth formula, the vitamin C, with MSM. I might take it with serapeptase. I might take it with your Dr. Shealy's essentials, and I might take it with taurine. Or I might separate them by 15 or 20 minutes or so. Is there any of these supplements that we've discussed over the years that we should take with food or without food, or don't they matter as supplements? I'm not talking about medications now. I'm talking about just supplements.
Well, a lot of the supplements say take it with food. And I have to say that, of course, when I mix mine in a blender, I add to it my whey protein powder, so I'm always taking it with food.
Okay. What are your thoughts about I'm just trying to... spirulina. What are your thoughts about spirulina as a supplement?
About what?
Spirulina.
Oh, spirulina, yes. It's a good one. It's a wonderful green food. Very high in antioxidants and a quality protein.
Okay. And is that something that most people should consider taking?
You know, if you...
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. We were talking about spirulina, and then the commercials started. Dr. Shealy, what were your thoughts about spirulina and most people?
It's an excellent antioxidant. It's a green food, and all green foods are good. And so, yeah, if you aren't eating your 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day that are ideal, then adding spirulina powder would be a great idea.
Is there something that we can do to enhance our stem cells, you know, through supplements, diet, etc.?
Absolutely.
PEMF. Okay. What do you recommend?
Well, of course, I take 26 different fruits and vegetables in a powdered form every morning in my slush. And that's, you don't have to take that many, but I like it. And it's safe. There's no known complications of taking, you know, antioxidant vegetables.
Okay, and I mentioned feeling my pulse on my wrist using my 2 right fingers and feeling my pulse and see if it feels regular and that kind of thing. Is it possible that you can feel an irregularity with your 2 fingers?
Oh, absolutely. I do. I put it in the office all the time.
Okay. And if you feel an irregularity, what would you recommend?
Well, the most common deficiency is magnesium. Mm-hmm. Magnesium lotion will take care of it a great deal of the time, but you got to do it twice every day.
Okay. I only use it once a day, Dr. Shealy, so should I bump up to twice a day?
Well, for most people, they need 2 teaspoons twice a day. And if you use, maybe if you used 4 teaspoons once a day, it would be just as good. I don't know.
Okay. Is restless leg syndrome tied to a deficiency of some kind?
Magnesium again. Absolutely, mm-hmm. No question about it.
Okay. So what I found is sometimes I'll have that restless leg syndrome, and I'll just apply some magnesium lotion or spray, and I don't know, 10 minutes later, it's all fixed. All fixed.
Yeah.
Are others, do you have other patients who have experienced the same thing?
Absolutely, no question about it.
Okay, so why does this happen? You know, I don't think it happened when I was younger. I did get leg cramps every once in a while.
Because soil is so deficient in magnesium today.
Okay.
Once upon a time, we had magnesium adequately, I presume that you give your cattle extra magnesium.
You bet.
You don't.
We do.
Well, interestingly, it is said that they will often die of grass daggers. But you put lime on your fields, don't you?
Yeah, and I dropped off a bucket probably last year of the lime that we use, which is most farmers don't use the lime that we use because we use it because it has a high concentration of magnesium in the lime. Now,
exactly.
Most farmers don't like it because it tends to compact the soil, but we want the magnesium in the soil for the grass to grow so the cows don't get grass daggers.
Exactly.
That's what we do. So if you want, I'll bring another bucket the next time we come to Springfield and, you know, a 5 or 6 gallon bucket of this high mag agricultural lime. Okay, I'll do that. And by the way, I started those moringa seeds just to see if they're going to germinate. I only had one out of maybe 20 that germinated, so I think the seeds, I don't know, they failed. So that's why I haven't dropped them off yet. But if I get them to germinate, I'll bring some over. I'll bring some plants over. Can you talk about moringa and what we can do with moringa? Should they grow?
Well, you want to eat the leaves. That's the nutritious part. They are loaded with antioxidants and a quality protein. It's one of the better vegetable proteins. And it has a good amount of magnesium in it. So it's high on my list of vegetables.
Okay. And when you start your plants in your greenhouse, I'm talking about tomatoes and peppers, etc., do you end up fertilizing them before you plant them in the ground, or do you just use, like, potting soil?
I just use potting soil, personally, and but then, of course, I keep my soil. Every year I try to put fresh compost on it in mm-hmm. the fall.
Do you put in pretty much in your compost, you put in pretty much everything from the kitchen? What I'm talking about is eggshells, the wrapping from lettuce, onion peels.
Anything that will rot, yes.
Coffee grounds?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we do. Okay, and I'm looking at my list here. Grapefruit juice. My dad used to love grapefruit juice, and so do I. But I've read you shouldn't have grapefruit juice with certain meds, and it can mess you up. What are your thoughts about grapefruit juice?
In general, I think it's a great food. I like it. Good for
okay.
you.
Any concerns about doubling the effects of medications?
Well, now that's the problem. Once you start taking drugs, there's no such thing as no side effects. There's no known prescription drug or over-the-counter drug. It does not have potential side effects, including death.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what they say even about a colostomy, or I'm sorry, a colonoscopy. Dr. Shuler, thank you so
Jake
much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.